How do we stay positive when I get negative advice? Hello, everyone. This is Deanna Durrell, your spiritual mentor and intuitive relationship coach. And this week we are talking about the law of infinite possibilities. And the question is, how do I stay positive when I get negative advice? So this question actually came up. I went to lunch with a really good friend, and she was sharing with me that she had hurt her body and gone to a specialist to get a diagnosis. And from the very beginning of going to this appointment, the doctor basically told her, you're going to be in pain for the rest of your life. Even if you have surgery, you're still going to, you know, feel pain. And it's just, you know, you should just brace yourself now. And it was the worst advice that she could have heard in that moment. And part of her business involves using her body. And so she was even more scared, right? It just kind of compounded everything. And we were talking about it, and she just kept saying, you know, nothing she had to say to me was positive or hopeful or proactive. And in that moment, she had a choice, like so many of us have a choice, right? She could have chosen to take on this doctor's, words as her own truth, even though they made her feel deflated and defeated inside. And she basically told me that she kind of felt like she shrunk just hearing that. Or she could take the angle of, thank you for sharing. This is one person's opinion. And, you know, and really empowered herself to look for other options within herself and also other specialists, alternative therapies, et cetera, et cetera. And she posted this on Facebook, and many of, you know, her friends were chiming in. Have you heard about stem cell? Blah, blah, blah. Have you tried acupuncture? Like all of these alternative possibilities that in that moment when she received that message, you're just going to be in pain for the rest of your life, she couldn't have seen, right? And so the law of infinite possibilities states that at any given moment in the universe, there is not one, not two, not a million, but infinite possibilities. And this includes infinite possibilities for how we choose to perceive a situation. So, it goes back to what feels more empowering in the moment. And in the face of negativity, one thing you can say is, thank you for sharing. I reject that as my truth. I'm open and available for other possibilities. And you don't want to say this out loud to the person, right? This is like to yourself once you are, you know, in your own space. So I'll say it again if you want to write it down. Thank you for sharing. I reject that as my truth. I am open and available for other possibilities. Because the reality is that we can't change anybody, right? Negativity may be present in your space, in your circumstances, and in any given moment, we go back to the law and we can choose for ourselves, right? To believe it, to take it on as absolute truth, or to go into universal law and say, all right, that's one possibility. What's another one? And to train your mind and your brain to search for other options. So I'd love to hear from you. Have you ever faced a situation like my friend where you were told something really negative that didn't give you any hope at all? And what did you do? What did you tell yourself? How did you pull yourself out? I'd love to hear from you in the comments. And if you have not already subscribed and would like free weekly updates to help you improve your relationships and up your self-confidence and your intuition, go ahead and sign up at deannadurrell.com. Thank you so much for listening and have an amazing, amazing day.